Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sound of Power. This is Belinda Farrington, your host. We are preparing this morning for intercessory prayer with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. Thank you so much for joining in on the call this morning. The lines are now open. If you would like to share your prayer request, please feel free at this time to state your prayer request. Amen. I'm going to assume that means there are no prayer requests this morning. We're going to go ahead and prepare ourselves for prayer on this morning. Let's first start by reading our scripture today. And we're just going to read James 1. We'll start at verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withers the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. So far, the scripture I have read, James 1, verses 1 through 12. James 1, verses 1 through 12. Again, I'm going to pause for a moment to see if those of you, others that have joined in as well, if there are prayer requests at this time, and then we're going to move forward in our time of prayer.
Good morning, Ella. Okay, this is Mother Margie. I was calling to say that I like prayer for my family, salvation for them, and of course healing for my body. And how are you?
I am well, thank you. Definitely, we will lift those prayers up this morning, Mother. Thank you, and we consistently lift them up as well.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. And are there any other prayer requests? Okay, thank you. PN intercessors that are on the line, it looks like I see Sharon, and do I see Shauna?
Yes.
Okay. All right, praise the Lord. Shauna, are you available to pray this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started this morning. Again, I'm in the mountain, so hopefully my sound is not too distorted having to call in via the computer. I pray that you can hear me clearly. We're going to ask Shauna to open up, and then Sharon, if you'll follow, and then I will close out. We are going to ask that we keep it around 7 to 8 minutes during our time of intercession this morning, if at all possible. We're going to ask specific prayer targets this morning. Shauna, we're going to ask you to pray for families and include the prayer request that Mother Margie stated on this morning. So if you can pray for families. Sharon, if you could pray for our president on this morning and the cabinet and those who are who have influence with him, we pray for him completely, cover him with wisdom and discernment and judgment and a God consciousness. Just want you to cover him in prayer. So, Shauna, if you'll go ahead and open us up.
Father God, we bless your name. God, we come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving. God, in worship and in humbleness and through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. God, we acknowledge you as being the creator of the heavens and the earth. In you, there is no shadow of turning because you are the Father of life. God, you created the high heavens above. You created the skies, oh God. You created the ocean below, oh God. And because of you, we live, move, and have our being. God, you are that which rises in the morning and that which sets in the evening. God, we bless your name, oh God, because your name is great and greatly to be praised. We bless everything, oh God. Everything that you've done for us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your brand new mercies, oh God, each and every morning. God, we bless you for your faithfulness to your people, oh God. God, we bless you because everything we need, we find it in you, oh God. God, you're that which sustains us, God, that which keeps us, oh God. We thank you for your sustaining and your keeping power. God, we magnify you because you alone deserve the praise. Oh God, we pray that you be magnified in our lives, God. Be magnified in our minds, in our bodies, God, and even in our relationships. God, on this morning, we lift up families, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for those that you've connected together, God. We thank you, oh God, for mothers and fathers, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the relationship that we have with our children, oh God, with our siblings, oh God. God, we lift up our relationships to you on this morning, oh God, and we ask that you be Lord in every situation, oh God. God, even for those relationships that are estranged, oh God, those relationships, oh God, that are plagued by unforgiveness, oh God, hurt, oh God. God, even, oh God, those relationships, oh God, those families, oh God, that have to overcome shortcomings such as addictions, oh God, abuse, oh God. God, those things, oh God, that don't glorify you, God. We pray, oh God, that you would destroy any assignments, oh God, any plans, oh God, or any works, oh God, that the enemy may have against families, oh God. We ask, oh God, and we cause your anointing to break and destroy the yoke of every bondage, oh God, that's over every relationship, oh God. God, even for those, oh God, who have not received salvation, oh God, we lift up Mother Margie and her family, oh God, and we ask that you would hear her prayers, oh God, that you would give salvation to her family, oh God, that you would bless her children, oh God. God, that you would even cause them, oh God, to acknowledge you, oh God, in all of their ways, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, against everyone, oh God, against the enemy, oh God, and every one of his strong men, oh God. We pray, oh God, that their eyes be blind, oh God, and that their ears be deaf to our prayers, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would even hide, oh God, them hide them under your wings, oh God, and don't let them be found by the enemy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, oh God, that your presence, oh God, be manifested in our lives, oh God, in our homes, oh God, and anyone that's connected, oh God, to us, anyone on this line this morning, oh God. We know, oh God, that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, oh God, but we stand firm and confident knowing that he has no power over you, oh God, because the power, oh God, that's on the inside of us, God, is greater than any power that's in this world, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus, oh God, over every doorway, oh God, over every gateway that needs to be closed, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, that you would destroy, oh God, any vain imagination, oh God, and even every high thought, oh God, that should exalt itself against the knowledge of God. We thank you, oh God, that you will bring every thought captive, oh God, to the obedience of your will, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will cover each relationship, oh God, each family, oh God, with your glory and with your presence, oh God. God, we thank you that you will show yourself strong in every situation, oh God. God, even every situation that will cause friction and uneasiness, oh God. God, let your glory be revealed, oh God. God, we even lift up marriages, oh God. We pray, oh God, and confess your word, oh God, over every wife, oh God, over every husband, oh God. We use our faith, oh God, believing that your word will come to pass, oh God. So we stand in the gap for marriages, oh God, and we pray and confess, oh God, God, that any unforgiveness, oh God, any bitterness, oh God, any resentment, oh God, even competition, oh God, we pray, oh God, that they will be banished from these relationships, oh God. We pray, oh God, for those whom you've united together for life, oh God. We pray, oh God, that they be useful and helpful, oh God, and kind to one another, oh God. We pray, oh God, your will over every marriage, oh God. God, that every marriage, oh God, will function according to your will, oh God, and for the building of your kingdom, oh God. We thank you, oh God, and we ask, oh God, that you will speak to the hearts, oh God, of your people, oh God. God, heal any hurts, oh God, so that they may be reconciled in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we even stand in the gap, oh God, for those, oh God, who are being separated, oh God. We stand in the gap for husbands and wives, oh God, against the devil, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We stand, oh God, knowing that the Holy Spirit, oh God, will even convict and convince them, oh God. God, and even unite them together if it's your will, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God, even for restoration. We believe, oh God, that you have power, oh God, to restore anything that's been separated, oh God. So we pray, oh God, for your will, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, that husbands and wives will be delivered from the spirit of rejection, oh God. We come before you, oh God, asking that you heal our broken marriages, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, oh God, for even those who are happily married, oh God. Continue to cover them, oh God. Continue to watch over them in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for finances, oh God, even for families, oh God. We pray, oh God, for your keeping power, oh God. Thank you for keeping jobs, oh God. Thank you for keeping homes, oh God. God, thank you, oh God, for even for increase, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you that there is no lack, oh God, that you will meet every need, oh God. We thank you, oh God, even when you give rivers, oh God, in our desert situations, oh God. We continue to bless you, oh God. We continue to ask that you will hear our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We come under the authority of your word. We come boldly to the throne of grace, oh God, to receive mercy, oh God, and to find grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We strive, oh God, and we pray, oh God, for the love of God to reign supreme in our home, oh God, and in the midst of families, oh God. We thank you for the peace of God to act, oh God, as Lord in every situation, oh God. God, may our families know that you are Lord, oh God, that your spirit resides, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And God, we bless you this morning for this opportunity that you've given us, oh God, to come to your throne of grace. And so, God, we come boldly, God, as your ambassador standing in the gap. We lift up this morning, oh God, your leaders. We lift up our President of the United States. We lift up his cabinet, oh God. We lift up those who are surrounded around him. We lift up, oh God, even the condition of the United States of America. We lift up the Senate, oh God, and we lift up the House of Representatives. We lift up, oh God, our local mayors this morning, and we ask, oh God, for your mercy. We ask for your grace, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would move, oh God, on our behalf, but God, more than on our behalf, we ask, oh God, that you would move in their lives, oh God, and that, God, that you would have your way. We pray, oh God, more, not just for the man, oh God, but we pray for his soul. God, we ask, oh God, that you would touch the president and those, oh God, that are in leadership, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would have mercy, oh God. We ask, oh God, that your spirit, oh God, of truth, oh God, the spirit of righteousness would hover over the United States of America. Oh God, we pray this evening, oh God, for your mercy. We ask, oh God, and we stand in the gap, God, for your people this morning. And we ask, oh God, that you would forgive us. Forgive us for all sin. Forgive us for any unrighteousness. Forgive us, oh God, for those deeds that we may have done, God, in years past. God, we need you like never before, and we need you to move on our behalf. We ask, oh God, that you would touch the heart of man. God, we ask that you would start with our leaders. We pray, oh God, for our president, our natural leaders. And then, God, we ask that you would touch, God, our spiritual leaders. We pray, oh God, that you would touch their heart and their mind, oh God, and bring it into alignment with your will and your word, oh God. We pray this morning for President Trump, oh God, and we say, oh God, if you don't use his words, oh God, to bring your people into righteousness, God, we ask, oh God, that you would use, oh God, him, and you would draw, cause, God, if you don't use his mouth, oh God, to speak life and righteousness, then use his motives, oh God, those evil words that will draw your people unto you. God, we pray this morning that you would have your way, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would strengthen the body of Christ during this season, oh God, and you would help us and teach us how to pray, oh God, even for a leader such as Trump. God, we know that man does not give his own, oh God, promotion, but God, that you sit high and you look low. So God, we ask, oh God, whatever your will is, let it be done. For God, we realize that in all our doings, God, that you might be glorified, that God, you might be revealed unto the unrighteous. Oh God, that souls may be saved. God, we pray today, oh God, that you would bring us back unto you, that you would cause your people, the United States of America, to seek first your kingdom and all of your righteousness. We pray, oh God, that you would touch the very heart and the very mind of men, oh God, and God, that you would draw us back unto you. God, we say, let your kingdom come and let your will be done, oh God. We pray this morning, oh God, for leadership, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would deal with their heart, oh God, and deal with their mind. Deal, oh God, even with their motives, oh God, and bring us into alignment with righteousness and God, certainly with truth. So God, this morning we ask, oh God, that you would cause, oh God, kindness and love. God, that you would cause justice and hope, oh God, that you would cause righteousness and truth to be bound to the heart and the mind of your people. God, we pray today, oh God, that the United States of America, that the White House, oh God, that the House of Representatives and the Senate, oh God, would find its place, oh God, in you. So God, we say, bind your spirit of righteousness and holiness to the White House, oh God. And then God, cause your people, those, oh God, that have no hope, those, oh God, that have been mistreated, those, oh God,
that are the least of these. We ask, O God, that laws and standards and amendments, O God, will be made that those, O God, that are on the bottom, God, that they would have the same rights, O God, that they would be open and that things would be available to them. God, we are praying even for senior citizens, oh God, that live on one monthly, oh God, income. We pray, oh God, that every need would be met with them, oh God. We pray, oh God, for those, oh God, that are struggling, oh God, to be able to buy their medicine, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would cause those things that are of need to us, oh God, that you would cause them, oh God, to work out for your people's good. So God, we are praying this morning, and we are asking you to deal with, oh God, the heart of men. God, deal with the righteousness and the equality, oh God. Oh God, we say deal with, oh God, those that need assistance, oh God, that man would want to turn their back on them. God, we know that you have all power in your hands. So God, we say today that you would cause, oh God, even the bills that are to be passed that would help those, oh God, that are in need. God, we ask that you would cause those bills to come before those that are in leadership, those that are in the Senate and that are in the House, and God, cause them, oh God, to vote in righteousness, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would have your way, God, even in the White House. Save, oh God, from the president on down. Save their soul, oh God. Cause them, oh God, to look up to you, to look to the hills from which cometh their help. Cause them, oh God, to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. God, cause, oh God, the spirit of righteousness to run rampant in the White House, oh God. We ask that you would deal with the enemy behind, oh God, every unrighteous deed that's done, oh God, that you would deal with our enemy. Oh God, we realize that Trump is just a man, oh God, but God, the spirit behind the man, we ask, oh God, that you would deal with that spirit, oh God, and cause the enemy, our enemy, to be your enemy, oh God. Come against his hands, oh God. Come against his works, oh God, and cause, oh God, the righteousness and your truth to be revealed and to rest in this earth. And we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Father, we bless you this morning. Oh, God, we bless you for this opportunity, God, to come before you again in prayer. We take nothing for granted. We thank you, God, for how you watched over us through the night. Father, we thank you for every soul, God, that's represented on this call this morning. We thank you for every opportunity that you've given us and every door that you've opened. We thank you, Father, for this time of intercessory prayer. We thank you, God, that when the righteous cry, you hear us and deliver us out of all of our trouble, oh God. And so today, God, we just come before you, God, in sincerity. We come, God, asking you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to just watch over us, God, and keep us, God. We pray, God, for safety, God, even in our nation. Father, we thank you for how you have sealed the hand of our enemy. We thank you that no weapon that has been formed against us has been able to prosper, God, because you have been with us. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for even how you have given us peace, even in a time of, God, where there seems to be great chaos. But, Father, you have preserved your people. You have watched over us. You've kept us, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, in an hour, God, where there seems to be an alarming rate of abnormality, God, you have, God, kept us, oh God, in our right mind. Father, we thank you for that on today, and we give your name the glory. We give your name the glory, God, for just touching us and keeping us and watching over us. And Father, in the name of Jesus, though our requests, hallelujah, Jesus, oh God, a minimal to you, God, yet we need to cry out to you daily. Oh God, for we understand that there is nothing too hard for you.
you, there is no difficulty that we can face. Oh, God, that is beyond you. There is no circumstance that we can go through, God, hallelujah, that you cannot address. And so we thank you for that on this morning. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that every need that we have, oh, God, that you're God enough to fulfill every request. God, that you're God enough, God, to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. And I thank you on this morning, God, that we magnify you, God, that we make you bigger than every circumstance, God, everything that we face, every tragedy, God, that we have experienced in this lifetime. Father, I thank you that your word declares that you allow all things to work together for the good of them that love you, that are the called according to your purpose. And so, Father, this morning, I thank you for the things that are working on our behalf. I thank you for the doors that you are opening now, God. I thank you for the opportunity, oh God, that you are giving to us. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we are leaning on you, God, and not into our own understanding in this hour. Father, I thank you, God, that you are causing us to push past every distraction. Father, I pray today, oh God, that you would cause us to be sober in our thinking, oh God, that we'll be able, Lord God, to hear clearly from you in a day and in an hour, oh God, when men's hearts are failing with fear. And God, that you would give us an answer, God, I pray. God, that you would put an answer in our mouth. Oh God, God, that when those, oh God, God, that you will allow to come across our pathway. Oh God, that you'll give us the tongue of the learned that we might speak a word in due season. God, give us the word that we need to be able to speak. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that there will be a word of life. Oh God, a word that will transform minds, oh God. A word, oh God, that will bring those into alignment, oh God, that have gotten out of your will. Oh Father, we're praying this morning, oh God, for the souls that have lost their way, for those, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that have become hurt by life circumstance, and Father God, their ears have become, God, deaf to your voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but we pray for them this morning, oh God, oh God, that the things that are happening, oh God, in the earth realm, God, would not be greater than your voice, oh God, from the throne room. But Father, I pray that you would speak to us right now in our present circumstance. And God, regardless of our experience, God, that we'll be able to hear your voice. And God, when we hear you, Father, I pray that we'll heed to your counsel. Oh God, cause us to move, oh God, under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Oh Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we will not be weary in our well-doing, for you said that we shall reap if we faint not. And so on this morning, God, I come against every faint spirit. Father, I pull down every mindset of faintness, and I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would deliver the weary mind, oh God, every thought that the enemy brings to our mind, oh God, to oppress and to suppress, oh God, everything that comes our way to weigh us down. Father, I pray this morning, oh God, that we'll cast off and lay aside every weight and every sin which does so easily beset us, and God, that we'll respond to your word, God, looking unto you, who is the author and finisher of our faith. I thank you on this morning, God, that the work that you have begun in us, Father, that you are faithful to complete it. I thank you for a complete work. I thank you for a finished work, oh God. Our soul, oh God, is rejoicing in the fact, oh God, that the work that you started in us, God, that it is finished, that it is complete, oh God, and God, that is going to yield everything that you expected, for your word declares that I know the thoughts that I have for you, that
they are thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring to us an expected future. I thank you for expectation this morning. I thank you, oh God, God, that there is a breakout in our soul. Oh God, that we, oh God, God, that we're breaking out of our borders. Oh God, everything that had us held back, everything, God, God, that tried to prevent us, oh God, from going forward in you. I thank you on this morning, God, for the breakout in our spirit, man. I pray this morning, God, for a spirit to spirit connection with you. Oh God, God, that whatever you're uttering in the heavens, God, that our spirit man will hear it, and that our spirit man will obey. I pray for obedience in this hour. Oh God, God, that we will shun, oh God, whatever vices that the enemy will bring our way, oh God, God, that will hinder us from obeying you. I pray today, oh God, God, let us be obedient to your call. Let us be obedient, oh God, to every instruction. Let us be obedient, oh God, to every way that you are leading us into, to every door that you are opening. I pray this morning, God, concerning every opportunity, oh God, that you have given unto our hands, oh God, I pray for everyone, oh God, that is under the sound of my voice. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for every work, every kingdom assignment, every door that you have opened, God, everything, God, that you have preordained to bless them. I thank you that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and adds no sorrow. I thank you that you are blessing them indeed, and that you are enlarging the place of their tent, oh God, that you are leading them down the path of righteousness for your name's sake. I thank you, oh God, that the things that you are doing in them, oh God, is beyond them, God, but it is about your glory. Oh God, it is about what you want to do. Oh God, and God, I thank you for spiritual utterance today. I thank you, oh God, for prayer in the spirit. God, for you said that when we do not know how to pray as we ought, that the spirit will make intercession for us. And so, God, I thank you. God, God, give us the intercession in the spirit. Let our spirit man intercede today. God, there is a place in you, oh God. Oh God, that we need to reach. I am Oshande. And God, your word declares that deep calleth unto deep. And so, Father, I pray for the deep places in you. I pray for us today, oh God. I'm Oshande. God, that we break out of the shallow place. I am Oshando Rando Hosha. God, that we break out in that spirit. I am Oshande Komasaya. I pray this morning, God, for a radical higher they say. I pray for a radical move in the spirit. I pray, oh God, in my Shande. I pray, God, in my Shatando Rando Hosea. I, God, let there be a radical break. I am, I say, let there be a breakout. Oh God, that chains are loose and that yokes are destroyed, that minds are changed. I am that we lay down our lives, oh God, for your sake. Ekorando Hoshe. I, God, for you said no man, I, God, in my Shane have left houses and land for your sake and the sake of the gospel. Oh God, that they have not received in this life and in the life to come. And so, Father, anything that's in our minds. Oh, God, that we cause us, God, to contemplate and laying down our lives for your sake. Oh, Father, I pray move it out of our minds. I pray wash our minds, oh, God. Wash our hearts, oh, God, as we yield to your will. I thank you for yielding today. I thank you for a yes deep down in our soul. I thank you, God, let our soul cry out yes. God, we want to cry out yes to you. God, we want to obey you. Higher vision. God, we thank you for a higher calling in Christ Jesus. Take us higher, God. Take us higher into you. God, in my Sunday. God, we don't want to stay in this place. God, I know that there is more. Oh, God, that you have for us. And so, Father, I thank you for perseverance. I thank you, oh God, in my Sunday. I God for endurance. I thank you, God, for supernatural strength. I God that supernaturally, oh God, that we'll break out of this place. I God, that you'll break down the spirit of speculation. I God, I come against every speculating spirit today. Hide us in your wheel. Hide us, oh God, hide us, oh God. I thank you for hiding us this morning. I thank you for hiding us. I thank you, oh God. I just need you to join me by praying in your heavenly language. If you just start to pray in your heavenly language even now, I got it, my Sunday.
Oh God,
God, that you're already working in us.
spirit. That we'll be conditioned for the times. I thank you for a conditioning for this hour and this time, oh God. God, that you'll make our faith like flint in this hour, oh God. That you'll condition us, oh Korana Mahasaya. God, to live holy in the day when it's not popular. That you'll condition us to open up our minds to declare that you're the God that sanctifies us. In an hour when it's not popular, that you'll condition us. Hey, declare that you are holy in a day, oh God. When every lifestyle is acceptable, but Father, we still believe that there is a difference between light and darkness. God, help us to hold up the bloodstained banner. God, help us. Help us, oh God, to not cast away our confidence. While many are going shipwrecked in the faith. Father, you know we're living in an hour where there is a shipwreck of faith. You know we're living in an hour of itching ears, oh God. God, have mercy. Have mercy, God. We're living in an hour. Controlling spirit. We're living in an hour of manipulation. But Father, I pray, give us a discerning spirit. God, to know when it's you. To know what's of you. To know when you're speaking and when you're not. To know where you are and when you're not. God, don't let us be mesmerized. God, in this witching hour, in this hour of magic. Don't let the magician fool us. Don't let the sorcery spirit. Trick us. Don't let us be snared by the sorcerer. Don't let us be snared, oh God. By the spirit of divination. Don't let us be brought under his spell. I pray, God, that we would not be brought under the spell, of demonic activity, that we would not be brought under the spell of controlling spirit, that we would not be brought under the spell of manipulation. God, give us the eyes to see and the ears to hear.
Help us,
God, I thank you.
Jesus.
God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Teach us how to walk circumspectly. Teach us how to redeem the hour. Teach us, Lord. Teach us how to follow hard after you. Teach us how to run after you, oh God.
Teach us, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh God,
Thank you for the way, oh God, that we can draw from, oh God, and we can drink freely. God, I thank you, oh God, that your streams are not polluted. Thank you for the fresh water, God. Thank you, oh God, that we can drink from the well. Everything, God, in my Shando Rando Hosha, that does not have its seed in your word, God, uprooted and cast it out. Cast it out, God, cast it out into darkness. God, that it might be pure and fresh. Thank you, God. God, that you wash away every form and thing that tries to get in the stream. Everything, God, that tries to get in the river.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless his name. Amen. We bless his name. We bless his name. Thank you all so much for jumping in on the line. Thank you so much. Tonight, we will meet you at 9 p.m. in prayer. God bless you. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Go in peace. This concludes our time of intercession for this morning.
God bless you.
God bless you.